Fishing for yellow speckled trout in the Lake Wasood mountain range. A diary. The following is an account of my four-day ordeal into the white waters of Lake Wasood. When we camped down at Willow's Peak for a night's rest and a hot meal, we had no idea what lay ahead, and that in 24 hours, 9 lives would be irrevocably changed. Irrevocably. Forever. Changed. Our journey begins on a Friday. Little did we know that by Saturday night, nothing would be the same, and everything would be different. In less than 24 hours, our lives would be irrevocably changed forever. Irrevocably. Altered. Forever. Changed. Our story starts with me in bed. Hamish von Stinkelberg, my partner in crime, my unlikely bedfellow, the proverbial bird that catches the proverbial worm early, beckons me out of my slumber with promises of a well-stocked and joyful Lake Wasood boiling with trout. Early a.m. wake-up call to the raspy, corn-fed warbling of a red-cackled Finian rooster. The heavy aroma of hickory-smoked Tuscan pork smelting on a cast-iron skillet in Aunt Gabriella's country kitchen. Piping hot Texan muffins, piles upon piles of rich Peterson home fries, crumbly pickled yams and Sicilian grapes of every color. Oh, and Anderson Walker's corn fritters in S gravy boats filled with honey fresh off the comb. Blood-red turpentine grapefruit carved into bite-sized morsels and bowls of cereal, brimming with milk from the bosom of Ulysses, the two-toned Brahmin bull who grazes east of Eden in the pasture by Lake Wasood, where we will soon be fishing for yellow speckled trout. Coffee made from every bean known to man, brewing, boiling, gurgling, percolating, bubbling, beckoning me to its hickory smoke.